This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is an amazing thing that just happened with regards to the Washington Post and their selective editing. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. On Twitter at Rich Zeoli and 855-839-1210. Eric Beam has been on the show before, and I always love when Eric comes back because this story that he wrote over at Reason.com deserves to be shared with everybody. So I want to welcome back Eric Beam. Eric, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Rich. I am coming to you from a parking lot of a Wawa, so I am back in my home state of Pennsylvania and in the right environment. Glad to be with you, as always.
Well, beautiful. We're very happy here at Wawa. That's good. You get some good coffee, you'll be good to go. This piece is great. The Washington Post tried to memory hole Kamala Harris's bad joke about inmates begging for food and water. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. So this story actually starts back in the summer of 2019. That's when the Washington Post published a campaign trail feature basically about Kamala Harris back when she was running for president. And it was a long form political feature about Harris and about her sister, Maya Harris, and their close relationship. But it started like the thing that I will always remember about this piece is the opening anecdote at the top of it that involved the two Harris sisters talking about the rigors of the campaign trail. And then it kind of spirals off into this long bit where Kamala talks about how it's like being in prison and about how that morning she got to go to a soul cycle class before sitting down with a reporter from The Washington Post, and about how that's like a little treat, like when a prisoner gets a morsel of food. And I encourage your listeners to look up the piece, either, you know, find it on our site now at Reason. We've republished this opening bit or at The Washington Post site where it is again there. But it's just a really cringeworthy, awful moment in which, I mean, like, come on, running for president is not the same as being in prison or starving in prison, which was the comparison she was trying to make. I thought it was a great little moment that consolidated a problem that she had when she ran for president, which was that she came off as kind of a phony, and she has this sort of draconian, like, prosecutorial desire, you know, the punitive like aspect to her personality, and all of that came through in this opening bit of this piece. But if you went to the Washington Post site last week, right after she got sworn in as the new vice president, you wouldn't have been able to find this little anecdote because they took it out of the feature.
Yeah, and this is amazing for two points here, and I'm glad you brought up her draconian prosecutorial methods, because we've talked a lot about that on this show, and I've read pieces from Reason and your pieces, Eric Beam, that, you know, Kamala Harris was a drug warrior. She was incredibly unfair to a lot of poor black people in California who got busted with minor drug crimes, and they tried to cover all that stuff up. And this kind of, you know, let them eat cake mentality about prisoners and mocking their treatment, that sort of thing, is exactly the kind of thing that is just so fitting of her personality. But, and then the bigger issue, which is the Washington Post covers that up for her because it makes her look bad. And then it wasn't until you guys at Reason pointed this out. I mean, you and others took the time to point out that the Washington Post had done this job of covering up for her over this, that they actually wound up putting it back, right?
Yeah, that's right. After my reporting last week, the Washington Post actually changed what they had done here. But let me first explain what they did. And I should also say that your listeners should check out my colleague Elizabeth Nolan Brown's work. She's really done fantastic work digging into Harris's record as a prosecutor and as a politician. And I'm really just kind of picking up on the end of that because I just happened to be the one who noticed last week. I went looking for this anecdote, because it's one of those things that sticks in your mind. It's one of those, the really like mask slipping, clarifying moment about Kamala Harris. And when I went to find it on the Washington Post website last week to repost it just in like a tweet that I wanted to send out, I found the piece, but the opening anecdote was missing. It had been altered. It had been changed. And you couldn't find the original version of the piece anywhere on the site. All the links, even like links from other sites, a link that we had posted on Reason in one of our newsletters from back in the summer of 2019 when this piece was first published, even those links redirected to this new edited version of the piece that had been republished by the Post in advance of Inauguration Day. And it had this new, like, fluffy opening lead about comparing Kamala Harris and her sister's relationship to JFK and his brother. And, you know, just a completely different top bit, even though the rest of the piece remained exactly the same. So we called them out. I wrote this piece for a reason and basically said, look, what the Washington Post did here, whether deliberately or not, and I still don't know whether this was fully deliberate or not, but it was essentially an attempt to memory hole this one really telling piece of journalism of their own journalism, right? This was a really good bit of journalism that the Washington Post had produced. And then for whatever reason, they decided, no, we'll take it away 18 months later. I mean, I can't think of any other examples that I'm aware of where a publication has gone back and republished a feature piece 18 months later and just changed the top 7 or 8 paragraphs. It's a very strange thing to do. The Washington Post, as you said, they did eventually republish the original piece. And now both versions of this piece are now up on their website. You can now find both of them. And they gave us a statement essentially apologizing for what they had done and saying that they shouldn't have done it. But they did.
And the only reason why they put it back and apologize is because of your work, Eric Beam, in exposing what they did here. Otherwise, they would have just gotten away with it. So, I mean, major, major props to you on that, my friend. Great work on that. But you also mentioned in your piece at Reason that other links, there are some that redirect to the sanitized version, for example.
Yep.
So both versions live on the internet, but, and that's the key, right? I mean, her awful commentary about campaigns and prisons is who she is. And yet now there's this, you don't know which version you're going to get, the sanitized version or the non-sanitized version. And I have to ask you this question. I mean, The Washington Post gets accused a lot of being a liberal source of information, a liberal newspaper, a liberal site. And doesn't this exactly play right into the hands of the critics of the Washington Post and mainstream media in general who say, you you're biased, you have an agenda?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And look, I want to be clear about this. The Post can do whatever it wants with its own content, right? I mean, they can update any story, they can rearrange or delete any details anytime they want. They're fully within their rights to do it. I think it's questionable journalism to do that, but they're allowed to do whatever they'd like there. But I think you're right. The decision to remove this specific passage, like this one kind of negative thing in which, the stunning thing about this is that it's the Post's own journalism, and it is Kamala Harris's own words that they removed, right? So they're trying to protect a politician from her own words is just somewhat stunning that you would be willing to pave over your own journalism to do that. And I think the other really interesting thing here is that the first, when I first contacted the Post about this last week before I wrote my piece for Reason, the response that they gave me the first time was to say, well, yes, we've made the change, but the original version still exists in print, as if like, oh, well, just go down to your local library and pull up the microfilm, right? And then you can read all about this moment that we've excised from our website. Again, they're fully within their rights to do it, but that was a bit of a cop-out. And it wasn't until after we published our piece and then like Ben Smith of The New York Times, some other media critics picked up on what we had published. And I think then, the Washington Post started getting asked this question, not just by us, but by lots of people. Hey, wait a minute. Why did you do this? And then once it became a bigger story is when they actually made the change. But the initial response to me of just saying, oh, well, the original version of this piece still exists in print is like, well, OK, sure, because you couldn't go around and mulch up all of the existing versions of the newspaper that you published 18 months ago. But that, that doesn't cut it to me.
Yeah, go down to the library, look up on the microfiche, and find the original edition. I mean, this is the Washington Post protecting Kamala Harris from the Washington Post. It's really amazing, you know?
And protecting Kamala Harris from, it was her own words. Again, it would be one thing if this was something else that someone had said that was critical or like borderline slanderous or something about her. You know, maybe there would be some sort of justification there for this edit 18 months after the fact. But it was her own words published in your own newspaper. And so, I have yet to hear a satisfying explanation from the Post as to why they did this. I guess other than for them to say, you know, we're sorry and we undid it, which is what they did. And I guess they do deserve some credit for that.
Well, major congrats to you, Eric Beam. Excellent work. We'll publish a link. We'll put out a link to your piece over at Reason.com. Great job, my friend. You deserve the credit for this. So well done.
Thanks so much, Rich. Glad to be here and glad to talk about it.
All right. Enjoy your sizzly at Wawa, okay? We'll talk again soon, buddy. Thank you.
I will. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.